Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 1. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 1 says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according, I like this, to His own will. I want to preach tonight a little bit on this thought, if God will help me, drifting. Amen? Drifting. As we look at this tonight and we see the Word of God, and Paul's talking to him here about the Lord of heaven and how it, that the throne of God and how real it is, and he lets us know that God is there and God's there for us, and that God loves us and He cares for us, and that's why He sent His Son, His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, amen, so that we might be free and we might rebuild that relationship with God, and we might have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen. That's why Jesus come, because when they found out over in the portals of time that man would be brought into this world, they'd become sinners, or we would give in to sin, that we would need some help. And so Jesus raised His hand, amen, before we were even conceived or thought about, and He said, Father, I'll go. Amen. He said, I know they'll mess up, but I'll go, and I'll be that price of sin. He said, I'll take them, and I will give myself for them. Well, what a Savior we have. I'm glad He did that for me, ain't you? But Paul goes on here, the writer, he says in Hebrews 2, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to things which we have heard. Because we know that God is a just and righteous God. We know that God loves us, praise God, and old things will pass away, but we know that God will always be the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible says He changeth not. Now everything around us, Brother Junior, today is changing. I've never seen such change in all my life. If somebody would have told me 20 years ago it would be like it is today, I said, this in America, you're crazy. I'd have never believed it, but guess what? Here we are. But I'm glad there's still a God that's in control. He's still doing the things that He does. But we're living in a different time, amen, than we've ever lived in before. Praise God. Listen, people are beginning to be a falling away. And the Bible said it would be this way in the last days. He said people would fall away. He said they would be a great falling away. But I'm glad we're not those that fall away back unto perdition, praise God. We've been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God, given an entitlement, praise God, to be one of His little children and to follow Him into the portals of glory. And one day in a little while, we'll be there with Him. I'm looking forward to that, praise the Lord. And all we can do is just trudge forward just a little bit every day, praise God, looking for a soon coming Savior, amen, looking for a portal of glory. One day we'll march into that place, and boy, what a day that'll be. We'll be in, escorted into the throne room of grace, praise God, where grace has been ministered out for decades and eons of time. I pray God we'll be able to pull in there. You ever think about that? How good it'll be when we get home. Amen. Now, this is not my home. I'm a pilgrim passing through. But one day in a little while, youngins, we'll make it on yonder shore. We'll look up one day, and there's the big gates of home. Praise God. And there'll be an angel beckoning us in. He said, come on in. Praise God. The gate will be thrown open, and we'll mark down those streets of gold into the portals of glory, into the presence of a Savior. And glory, hallelujah. It'll be on in. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, we'll just begin to wonder about how great it can be. But let me tell you how good it'll be. It'll be one of the greatest experiences we ever have. But praise God, I'm listening. We got to be careful that we don't give up, we don't back up, but we keep pressing on for the cause of Christ. Someone said one time that hell will be full of backsliders. Amen. Hell will be full. You know why? Because you know why they said I got to thinking about that? It's because, praise God, listen, if you're a child of God and you've been born again by the precious blood, Lord Jesus Christ, and you get away from God, I don't know about you, but there's a chastening hand of God that comes to you where you are, and He won't leave you alone until you get right. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. Glory, hallelujah. Listen, I'm just like you. I'm not perfect. Hey, sometimes a time
time or two of my life, and I said, you know what? I think I got this. And I just took off on my old pernicious way, and God cut me off at the pass. He said, son, that's enough. That's as far as you go. It's time to come home. And boy, I tell you what, there's never been such a joy down in my soul when God come to where I was, and he said, son, I love you, and I need to, I need you close to me. I want to communicate with you. Would you listen to me one more time? I tell you what happened, Kevin. Grace and mercy, praise God, was there with me. It showed me that God loved me, and he cared for me, and he wanted to be my God. But most of all, he wanted me to be one of his little old children. Amen, glory, hallelujah. He wanted me to come to him, and he wanted me to trust in him. He wanted me to rely on him, praise God, for every need. Amen. But we're living a day and an hour. People are drifting. Are drifting away from God. It's what he says here. He said, well, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to things which we have heard, just any time we should let them slip. It's like the moorings on a great vessel. Amen. When they get loosened up, and it tends to have to go easing out from the moorings. It tends to be slipping out, praise God, away from that docking station where that solid anchor is. Praise God. Listen, we need to be anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be faithful and steadfast in our movement, our walk, and our talk for Him. Amen. Devil don't like it, but we're living in a different age. We're living in a drifting age. Seems like everybody around us is drifting. Amen. They're drifting after this, and they're drifting after that. And I know we live in a complex civilization. Amen. It's more complex than it's ever been. But I believe that civilization now has been calculated, been programmed to tune and turn men till they turn them away from God, and most definitely away from salvation. We got to be careful. Amen. Praise God. Because the age of drifting, it can get a hold of us, and we can be, if we ain't careful, we'll begin to drift also. Amen. I believe everybody here tonight, I believe everybody's been saved, and I believe everybody here has been tempted to drift. Amen. I believe everybody in here has been tempted. Hey, these idols out there, these false gods out there. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'd never believe in idols. I would hope not. But these false gods can be about anything. Anything that that you will let dissuade you and get you taking you away from God and the things of God and the church of God and the house of God and the people of God, that's a false idol. Amen. It's something, praise God. Easy believism, this world. Amen. It's easy believism. You've been saved and you're saved and you're sealed and you're all right. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to be faithful to the house of God. You don't have to be faithful to the God of the house. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Listen, have you ever thought about that? Amen. The house of God. Amen. It's important. But what about the God of the house? He's even more important. Amen. Bible says there's a fellow talking to me this week, and he's talking about John 18. He said over there at verse, preacher, somewhere, he said where it is when Jesus comes, will people be found faithful? And I said, yeah, they're not talking about salvation. He said, they're not. I said, no, he's not talking about salvation. He's talking about people that claim to be saved, living a faithful life to Lord Jesus Christ when he comes. Amen. Doing something for the Lord. Amen. They so few. The fields are ripe already to harvest. But the harvesters are few. Amen. Because they're chasing after everything. See, there's no commitment down at the house of God. There's no commitment in church people. There's no commitment from our families or no commitment in our lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no commitment. Talking to a little old girl a while back, and she was talking about it, and she had already had three or four different men, and she was talking, and I said, hey, listen, what you need to find one and let God give you one and make a commitment to them. You got to have a commitment. Amen. But we're living in a day and era, nobody wants to make a commitment. Well, if I don't make a commitment, then I can get out of it. Yeah, that's because you never got into it to begin with. Amen. Praise God, we need to be able to make a commitment. And we need to, if we don't make a commitment, then we're living in compromise. Amen. We can't live in compromise. Glory to God. I mean, that's a fact. Amen. Well, when we begin to make a commitment to the Lord, then He'll make a commitment to us. Then He'll keep His promises to us. But we get so caught up. We got so many things going on for us in this world. Modern inventions. I mean, they just, anything you can think of. I mean, it's there. Anything we need to make our life a little better, a little easier. And you know what we've done? We've reached and we chase after those things continuously, and we forgot to remember the one that can take care of us. Amen. The Easy Bake Oven and old wringer washer, praise God, ruined us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need a good touch of God. We need to know what it's like, praise God, to just be a child of God, to trust in Him one more time. But we've got so caught up in what we got, and we got so caught up in increase of wealth, and we're chasing all these things, and we get the wealth, then we get the personal power, and we don't know what to do with it, and we start looking around here, there, and yonder, and we start thinking about man, how he leans, and how the Bible says that man begins to lean on his own understanding. Did you see where I'm going tonight? We got to be careful that we stay with God. He said, hey, listen. He said, don't let this slip. Don't be going away from the Lord. Praise God, let the ship drift away. He said, you need to stay anchored solid, praise God, where you can get help. Bless His holy name. So there's a drifting. There's an age of drifting. There's an age of drifting in our political economy. Amen. In a political economy, the statesmen that we have today. Used to, the statesmen that have their representatives, praise God, you could talk to them and they would make you a promise and they'd keep their promise. They'd say, yeah, we believe in a Judeo-Christian system. We believe in the Constitution of the United States. We believe that God is sovereign. We believe that God is all, that Jesus is all there is. But now you take, and you vote them, you put them in, and the next thing you know, they're traitors. Amen. They turn their back on you, they turn their back on God, and they look for their own outcome, and they don't think about God or godliness or the people. Praise God, listen, we're living in a drifting economy. Amen. We got drifting people leading us today. There's no foundation, there's no assurance, praise God, that you can take somebody and put, where's the George Washingtons of the day? Amen. Those that, praise God, wasn't afraid to tell the truth and stand on it. The Abraham Lincolns, praise God, those founding fathers that had principle in their lives. Amen. Honest to goodness, we got to go to the polls. We got to vote for one of the least less evils. Amen. You can't get anybody that's got any firm foundation and stands on it. Just about time you think you can, you get up there and they start saying something, they go cussing like a sailor. Amen. Praise God. We need some soundness. We need some firmness. Praise God. We're in a drifting economy. Praise God. And the only person that can bring it back is God. Amen. When we get to, we depend on Him. Praise God. He'll begin to make a difference. So not only is there a drift in political economy, but there's a drifting in the church life. Amen. Church life. Praise God. People are drifting here and there and yonder. Amen. Churches are full of people that are professors in their life, and they live sinfully in the world. Amen. It's all around us. You can't go out in the world and pick them out because you can't tell them. You can't tell the difference. Amen. We ought to be able to tell the difference. Praise God. If we're a professor, Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to be living in sin. Hello. Me, mine, and yours, praise God. That's the truth. We got to stay focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to stay focused on this blessed old King James Bible, praise God, and the truths that's in it. Because it makes us free, praise God, to worship Him in spirit and truth and be touched from heaven. We need a touch of heaven, young. It's like we ain't ever needed. We need a touch of God. We need Holy Ghost to move through our hearts and march through our pews and fill up our churches, praise God, and be there and be so excited and part of the church that we can't help it, and we can't wait to get there again. Amen. said, well, preacher, I just don't understand. It seems like it's the spirit just ain't like it used to be. No, spirit ain't changed. Hello? The Spirit of God's the same as it's always been. The Spirit of God is the third person of Godhead. He's the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. So what happened? We've changed. We come and we don't expect much. Amen? And when you don't expect much, guess what you get? Not much. Amen? You get what you expect. Amen? Praise God. But they not only there's professors at in the church that's a living sin, but there's very little of vital godliness in the church today. I'm talking about godliness at work, real godliness. Trusting in the Lord, amen. Expecting Him to do wonderful things. Expecting Him to save old sinners. Expecting every time we come in door, praise God, if there's a sinner that darkens the door, expecting Jesus to save them by His marvelous grace. Amen. We ought to be praying every time, Lord, please save an old sinner. Lord, if that one come in today, if that one don't know You, if that one don't know You, if this boy don't know You, if this young lady don't know You, Lord, please, I pray that You'd save them. Amen. We give an altar call, praise God. We ought to be a praying earnestly just as hard as we can. Lord, please pray, save some old sinner. Lord, if there's somebody here that's even thinking about backsliding, Lord, if there's somebody here that's in a battle, Lord, I pray that You'd please help them today. Amen. But you know what's so sad? We can't do that because we got to hurry because we're afraid the Methodists made us to the Bojangles. Amen. We ought to be praying earnestly, Lord, please help them. Save us some old sinner today. Touch somebody that's about to backslide. Touch somebody that needs a special touch. Lord, any afflicted, would You touch them? Would You heal them, praise God, believing that He can. But there's no vital godliness in church membership today. Church membership don't really mean nothing no more. Amen. Praise God. People used to say, well, I belong to such and such church, boy, and they said it with pride. They'd stick their chest out. Amen. That's the way we ought to be, praise the Lord. We ought to be proud of the church. We ought to be proud of the place where we go. We ought to be proud of the God that shows up. Amen. We ought to be proud of the people that's trying their best to keep it going, trying their best, praise God, to praise God, trying their best to live a righteous life for Jesus. Amen. But we're losing that vital godliness. Amen. In our churches, in our membership. Praise God. We get caught up in all the little spats and the little quarrels and the things that goes on everywhere. You say, preacher, that don't go on in church. That goes on everywhere. Amen. Don't let the devil deceive you, praise God. The devil's always wanting to slip in and tear stuff up. He wants to start a little spat here and a little quarrel over here. Get your attention, get you thinking about that, and you come chat the house of God, sit there on your pew, you can't even worship the Lord. Amen. We can't because we got all this junk on our mind. Amen. Praise God. It's the way it works. My granddad used to say churches, Baptist churches are in springtime. Said they're like honeybees. I bet Geraldine's daddy said the same thing. About every spring you can see them, they'll swarm. They'll plow through the winter in some place, then come spring, they'll look for another hive. Amen, praise God. Listen, I tell you what we'll do. We'll just fit in, praise God, and let God help us to build where we're at. Amen, we can lift our voices up and praise Him and give Him glory, amen, for what He's doing right here. Amen, praise God. So we can be a help to help somebody else down there. Amen, that's the way it ought to be. But we got too many people coming up. We got political dictators today that want to dictate to the minister what he ought to preach. I mean, we're living in a world that they're starting to come down on us. They're starting to look at us. They're starting to listen to us. Amen. And when you're going out on the internet, when things is going out where people can see it, praise God, we try to be a help to, there's somebody looking to dictate to you and say, hey, wait a minute, you can't say this and you can't say that. I'm going to say, praise God, I ain't saying nothing, but God can. Amen. The good Lord of heaven, praise God, He can say what He wants to. If they want to rebuke Him, let them rebuke God. Amen. I told somebody a long time ago, I'm just a messenger. I'm just a mailman. I just try my best to deliver a letter the best I can, praise God. If you got a problem with that, you let's have to take it up with the postmaster. Amen. But praise God, He knows what we need. And if it upsets our apple cart, it's because, praise God, we needed that from the Lord. Amen. I like it when the Lord gets to plowing in my tater heel. Amen. He'll mound that thing up. Hey, listen, praise the Lord. All that does is makes it grow bigger and better taters. Amen. It'll help your heart. But not only are we drifting in our church life, praise God, but we're drifting in our home life. Amen. Our home lives, it's just a drift. We've lost our family altar. People used to gather around and pray. I remember when Grandpa Massey was alive, praying God. We'd gather at his house on Saturday afternoon. And then we'd have preaching. Sometimes we'd have singing. Some of them girls would start praising the Lord. They'd get to singing and worshiping the Lord. We've lost that. Where'd that go? You say, well, preacher, we're so busy. Now, yeah, we're too busy. If we ain't got time to stop worship God and lift up each other, praise God, in the presence of our family, then when can we do it? Amen. We're drifting, folks. We're drifting. We've done drifting from drifting from our family, praise God. Our altar is broken down. We're drifting from that old King James Bible. We're drifting from, our Bibles is laying at the house somewhere on the shelf collecting dust. Amen. Hey, praise God, we ought to have it with her. I'm not saying that because one of the sisters left her Bible home today. Amen. Praise God, she usually brings it. So we'll forgive her this time. Amen. But we're losing our Bible, we're losing our faith because we're just putting it on the shelf and we never open it, we never look at it. We never read it, praise God. We never try to understand the God of heaven is trying to speak to us and show us that He loves us, show us that He cares, give us some direction, praise God, give us a focus. But we've done our home life, our family life's adrift. Amen. We've drifted away from the Lord. We've drifted away from the Bible. We've drifted toward television and entertainment. Amen. Even today in our churches, people want to be entertained. Amen. I'm telling you. They want to be entertained. They're putting on shows at the house of God. Told somebody a while back, I was talking to him, and he's talking about, well, this for that, and that for this, and I said, you know what I remember? I remember down at the old Oak Grove Church when my granddaddy was a pastor over there. The only time we ever got together and done anything really out of the ordinary was when we had homecoming, and then we'd get out after church, after we had good singing in the church and good preaching in the church. We'd go outside the church, and us little old youngins would run and play and have a good time. That's the only time I ever remembered having fun down at the church, praise God, outside of worship and God in spirit and truth. Amen. And now we live in a day and an hour, if we can't entertain them, praise God, or you might say entertune them. Amen. Tune them into where you're at, praise God. You've got to tune into where they're at instead of tuning them into God. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, I'd rather be tuned into God any day. Amen. I'd rather have a good time in the Lord than a good time in anything I know. There's a lot of things in here in this world that's entertaining. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's something that's a whole lot better, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's worshiping God in spirit and truth. It's being with their brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. I don't care about hanging out down somewhere with the drunks and the drug addicts. Amen. I like being down at the house of God, praise God, with brother and sister Christ, lifting up my voice and praise and worshiping God. But we're drifting. We're getting away from that. We need to drift back to it, praise God. Get a hold of those old mooring ropes and, amen, pull it back in and weigh the anchor, praise God, in Jesus Christ our Savior. Ask Him to help us, praise God. You say, well, preacher, how could it get this way? Because of drifting in our own personal lives. Amen. Used to be that God's people were consecrated to God. In other words, we were set aside for Him. We were separated unto Him. That He was, that God and the church, praise God, and God's people, praise, were the most important part. Hello? But we drifted from that. We got away from that. We got caught up in the flow and the tide of this world, praise God. And I hate to say it, but it's a sucking us out the sea. In the depths, praise God, where we can't. I don't know if we can recover from it, but we've got to go back to the Lord. We got to get to that place where we're anchored in Jesus Christ. And we quit chasing after the pleasure and the entertainment. And get a place where we can... you can take three things and stack them up, praise God, and put just about everybody in those categories. Pleasure, entertainment, and making money. Hello? How many lives have been lost and wasted on entertainment and pleasure and making money? And that, if we ain't careful, that's what we prioritize. Amen. But we are to be prioritizing the Lord Jesus Christ and putting Him first, finding Him, finding a place for Him, a place for our Bible study, a place for our private devotion, where we come together before God, a place where we come together with a purpose to worship. Amen. You know what's happened to us? We used to come together with a purpose to worship. Now we come together to see what somebody else might do. Amen? We don't expect nothing. We don't come to worship. We ought to come together, praise God. We ought to read and study our Bible. We ought to pray, we ought to have our private devotion. We ought to ask God just to touch us and help us and fill us, praise God, to give us a little fire down our soul so we take it down to the house of God on Sunday morning. I wonder what happened if we got up Sunday, Saturday night, praise God, before we went to bed, before we pillowed our head and said, Lord Jesus, I just as sincerely as I know how, I want you to help me, I want you to fill me, I want you to just put a fire down in my soul, praise God, and I can take the church with me in the morning. I just want to go in there just ready to worship you and mean it from my heart. That dedication, that consecration, that separation, amen, that God expects from us, from me and you. I know tonight I'm preaching to the church. Amen. But we've got to be the backbone of the church. We've got to be like a saw log, and we've got to take a stand, and we've got to become that people that will make a difference. Nobody else can do it for us. Nobody else wants to. But we got to get so excited about it, praise God, that they'll see it, and hey, it's catching. It's contagious. It makes a difference in your life. You say, but preacher, how can we do it? What do we do to stop this drifting? He tells us what to do in verse number one. Amen. He said, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed. He said, we ought to give more earnest heed. You ever pay serious attention? The serious attention to what? To our ways. What we do. Amen. We ought to give serious attention to what we do, you and I, because people are watching us. I know people right now are going in the wrong direction because people that profess to be Christians are going in the wrong direction and are dragging them off with it. Not only are they drifting out in the deep, but they're taking their family, their loved ones, their children, their grandchildren with them. I don't know if they'll ever get back. You try to intercede, you try to go between, but they won't listen. Amen. The Bible says they've been caught up in their own pernicious ways. But he said we need to give the more earnest heed to our ways, what we do. Not only to give more earnest heed to our ways, what we do, but we need to be thinking about what we're thinking. Amen. We need to put seriousness into our thoughts. What we think about things, what's right and what's wrong. I mean, hey, anybody can think, but we got to think about what's right, what God says. And we got to contemplate and think about what's wrong, what God said's wrong. Amen. There's a line there. We can't be straddling the fence all the time. We need to decide whose side we're on. And, praise God. I think I'm just going to go with God. What about you? Amen. So if we're going to stop this drifting, praise God, we got to give earnest heed to our ways and our thoughts. And we got to give earnest heed to hearing the Word of God. You say, Pastor, what do you mean by that? We got to start listening to God again. There's so many voices out here in the world that's trying to talk to us and compel us to go this way and that way and do this or do that. Amen. We've got to start listening to God again, allow God to give us the direction to go in the way that He would have you and I to go. That's why He would say this. He said for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast. So what we see here, why do we do it? Because the word is steadfast. Amen. It's solid. You can bend it. You build upon it. You can depend upon it. When everything else is falling apart, if we'll hide, the Bible says we hide the word in our heart that we might not sin against God. Young, it's time to do some hiding in the word. Amen. Because we're living in difficult times. And you try to tell people that what's a coming, they don't want to hear it. But we got to tell them anyway because they're drifting further and further away and they're getting further and further. It's like Brother Junior's talking about a young man, praise God, 17, 18, 19 years old, that's never been to church. Something's wrong. In America, for a kid, a teenager, a person to grow up and never go to church. Maybe it's time we take church to them. Amen. Maybe it's time just take church to them. Go knock on the door. Or when they come by, would you not invite them up on the porch and share the Word of God with them? Give them a glass of cold tea and tell them about Jesus. That'll win them every time. Amen? Be steadfast because of the Word. Because it's steadfast, verse number 2, Hebrews 2. Not only because the Word's steadfast, because disability or disobedience has a reward. It will be rewarded. He said, every transgression, disobedience receiveth a just recompense of reward. Amen. A disobedience to God will be rewarded, but not in a way that be pleasing. Amen. I'd rather be found obedient to Him. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Young, it's time for churches to be obedient to God. Just forget about their things. Take thought of Him. Take thought of tomorrow, praise God. Take thought of the Lord, the God of tomorrow. And He'll take care of tomorrow. And then when we put our faith and trust in Him, we've got to quit drifting. We've got to stop the drifting. We've got to stop, praise God, listening to everything that's coming and going. We've got to stop the drifting in the way that the world would have us go. And we've got to be steadfast on the Word of God. Amen. He's given earnest heed to things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the Word spoken by angels is steadfast, never transgressed, nor disobedience, received just recommend to the Lord. Now listen to this. This is a question he asked. How shall we escape if we neglect or disregard, don't pay attention to so great salvation, a great magnitude of salvation? Said, how are we going to escape? How are they going to escape if God's people just keep drifting? Amen. Hey, listen, it's time to quit drifting. It's time to be solid and steadfast, abounding in the work of the Lord, praise God, realizing, amen, there's a purpose and a plan for us, and that we can come into a place where God will be pleased with what we do. He said, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed by us and them that heard Him. And then I like this part right here, verse number 4. God also bearing them witness, both the signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His will. I want to tell you tonight, youngins, it's His will that we don't drift. It's His will that we would be steadfast. It's His will that we'd have a salvation that counts for God's glory. It's His will, praise God, that drifting people would quit drifting. Amen. We need to try to tell them. We need to try to encourage them. But we need to. In order to do that, we've got to be that encouragement. We've got to be steadfast. We've got to be rock solid in our faith and our beliefs, our talk, our manner of living, our conversation. Amen. It has to be solid. What are you saying? I'm saying we can't be drifting if we want to try to get them and stabilize them. Amen. We've got to be solid. We've got to be trusting the Lord. Amen. To stop the drifting. Amen. We've got to give an earnest heed to the precious things of God. Amen. And we've got to listen to what He says. Amen. We're living in a day and hour. People don't want to listen to God. They don't want to hear it. I'll just be straight up. They don't want to hear it. And that's like I told somebody a long time ago. Maybe you just got to quit telling them and just start letting them see it. Christ Jesus, the hope of glory in us. That'll make a difference. Amen.